I pray, Romans 1 and chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse number 16. I charge thee there before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. The preacher has an awesome responsibility. And if the world is to be saved, somebody got to preach. Somebody said, well, I can't stand a preacher. Well, saved you'll never be, dear. Because preaching and the preacher is in God's plan. And you got to hear, listen. You got to hear the preacher. How can they hear? Lord. Praise God for another beautiful day that he has blessed us. Y'all ready for me? Yes, bless us with to see and to have this blessed opportunity to stand before you at this time. Thank John, my dear friend, your great preacher, for inviting me to come and share in this great crusade. Thank the elders, the deacons, and the leadership of this church. Just for allowing me the privilege to come. You have heard some great preaching this week. Brother Floyd, my son in the gospel. I'm proud of him. Doing a great job. Spoke Sunday. Brother Harold Wells on last night. That Macedonian call. He did a fantastic job. Now, my name. Two passages. And y'all know I'm not going to be long. Brother Lovejoy told me, don't push yourself. Well, I don't know nothing. I don't know what I do it. Judges, chapter 11. And if I can see it, I'm going to read it. Verse number 35. Judges, chapter 11. This is my Old Testament scripture. I got two scriptures. One old and one new. Verse 35. And it says, and it came to pass, listen, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low. And thou art one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I can't go back. New Testament scripture, Galatians chapter 2, and verse number 20. Galatians chapter 2, and verse number 20. Here Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Is that what your Bible says? Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You may ask, what these scriptures got to do with each other? Absolutely nothing. But what do they have in common with each other? What is my subject? My subject that has been assigned to me is commitment, the call, the C-A-L-L for self-sacrifice. Y'all ain't getting it. Y'all ain't getting it. Commitment. I'm going to try to stay back here, John. It's kind of hard. The call for self-sacrifice. Are y'all ready for this? Webster defined, listen, the word commitment as an agreement or a pledge to do something in the future. Lord Jesus. The state of being obligated or emotional impelled. And there is the call. We're to define call as to command or request to be present, to summon to a particular activity. And then there's self-sacrifice. We're to define as offering a one life, a one interest, giving up your life or one interest for others. Or for a cause or an idea. Commitment and agreement or a pledge to do something in the future. The state of being obligated or emotional impaired. In other words, I'm doing what I do because I have committed myself to do it, no matter what it takes. Y'all ain't getting it. I do, if I'm committed, I do what I do. And because I have obligated myself, and I'm going to do it, listen, no matter what it takes. Because I made a pledge to myself to do it. I have committed myself. That's why it's so hard to stop anyone. Listen, that is committed. That's why we have, America is having a lot of problems with a suicide bomber. He denied himself. Lied to him. Listen, it's not important. He give his life to carry out his mission. Say it, amen, if you can. I'm going to go somewhere. Am I right about it? And when a person is committed, he'll do almost anything. Someone has well said, we must do, and when I heard this, this was profound to me. We must do what we have to do in order to do what we want to do. That's heavy. Y'all saw the movie too, huh? We must do. I don't care what you want to do. If you want to do it, there's some thing that is required in order for you to do it. So we must do what we have. You want to go to heaven? You want to be saved? Then you got to do what you have to do in order to do. You want to be a doctor? You can't sit at home and just wish it. You're going to have to do what you have to do. Now, that's commitment, y'all. Am I right about it? To be successful in anything, there are certain requirements that must be met in order to accomplish a specific mission. What would a person give his life for?
All right.
Well, the answer is simple. It is what he loved most and what he valued most. Am I right about it? But most of all, what he commits himself to do. Commitment. The call to self-sacrifice. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Look at this text. Judges chapter 11. The Bible says, I need some readers. You don't come up front. You ain't sitting in the bank. Judges chapter 11. Listen. And y'all, I got to walk a little bit. Can I walk? Read.
Now Jephthah.
Verse number 35.
Verse 5.
And it came to pass. That when the children of Ammon made war against Israel.
I want verse 35, Jerome.
35.
What did it say?
And it came to pass.
Is that what I want?
When he saw her.
And it came to pass. Listen. When he saw her.
That he rent his clothes.
And said.
Alas.
My daughter.
Thou hast brought me very low. And thou art the one of them that troubled me.
I have opened my mouth unto the Lord. Listen. I have opened my mouth.
Unto the Lord.
I can't take it back. Man, you got to know the story. Can I tell the story? Jacob. And let me drop this off in the beginning. Did you not know he was the ninth judge of Israel?
Right.
But before he became judge, listen. His mother was a harlot. He was born out of wedlock. And his half-brother, since he was born out of wedlock, that made him illegit. So they kicked him, listen, read it, they kicked him out of the family. Bagged up by the elders of the city. Say amen. Here's a man, here's a young boy. Illegit. Mother was a prostitute.
Yeah.
His brothers had brothers.
Yeah.
Ran him away from home.
Yes, sir.
Kicked him out of the house. He was denied his inheritance. Backed up by the other. Look at it. Leaving home. Going to a heathen nation. He went to the land of Tar, a heathen nation. Raised and lived among the heathen. But they didn't heathenize him. Is that a word? Can I? Oh, where are my young people? Where are my young people? You do not allow, listen, don't allow your circumstance or your situation to define you. Listen. Just because you were born out of wedlock, just because you live in a ghetto, don't let that define you. Say amen if you can. Young men, I wish I had you here. I know you're sitting in the back, but I wish you was up front. Don't let your circumstance define who you are. You may be illegit. You may have been raised in a ghetto, but you don't have to act ghetto. Say amen. Young man, pull out your pants. You don't have to be ghetto. Is that a word? just because you live in the ghetto.
All right.
Look, you pass up. Walk like a man. Talk like a man. Walk around here and suck. What's that? I. What kind of talk is that? That's ghetto talk. Say amen. It's all right to ghetto, talk ghetto in the ghetto, but you'll never get a job. Say amen if you can. My point is, don't allow those circumstances to define who you were, who you are. Look at David. David, born out of wedlock, cast out of his city, cast out of his family. But when Israel needed somebody, Lord, 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 he lived among the heathen, and there he made his name.
Come on.
Lord, Lord, you can be somebody. You can be somebody. Am I right about it? Lord, Lord, if you want to be. Say amen. He was cast out, refused his inheritance by his family. But when they needed somebody to lead their army, who did they call? When you got. Say amen. And I'm paraphrasing. He accepted the job. But before he went into battle, he went to God. Jason, even though he was raised and lived among the heathen, he was a child of God. Lord, let me talk to my young folks again. For the foundation of God standing sure. Heaven this seal. God knows. Lord, 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 prove you somebody. You are a child of the King. So let the world know who you are. It is not what folks call you, but who you are. Say amen. You don't let what people call you define you.
That's right.
Amen. Jason accepted, but he went to God. And he made, here it is.
Right.
He made God a commitment.
Yeah.
Lord, he made a pledge. He made a vow. What was the vow?
Yes, sir.
Look at. What was the vow, Jerome?
He said.
He said,
my father.
I just going to say it. Y'all read it. Because I'm my time right now. He said to God, Lord, if you give me the battle, if you give me the victory, whatever comes out of my house when I return, I'll offer it as a burnt offering unto you. Look at Jacob's. God gave him the victory. Look at him as he returned home, riding his horse, proud and happy. Look at him as he turned the corner to his house. Guess what came out to meet him? His only daughter, his only child. And that's why the Bible said, when he saw her. Lord Jesus. When he saw her,
rent his clothes.
He tore his clothes off.
Yeah.
It said, daughter, you have brought me low this day. You are the one that troubled me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord. And I can't go back. I'm all right about it. We need some Jathus in the church today. Amen.
All right.
Now I want to deal with this lesson, 3 points. Right quick. Maybe 3 minutes a point. First point. Commitment to God or to Christ. Second, confidence in Christ. And I want to close out with commitment. The call to self-sacrifice.
All right?
Look at the first point. commitment to Christ. We need to be committed to Christ. And the first step, listen, to committing oneself to Christ is one must first get rid of self. Are y'all with me? You will never commit to Christ until you first get rid of self. Say amen. That's why a lot of people not in the church today, but they can't get rid of self. Am I right about it? Jesus said in Matthew 16, 24 and 25, then Jesus said unto the disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Get rid of self. Take up. Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, we read that. We don't know what that means. Man, man. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Am I right about it? For, and whosoever shall lose his life save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Am I right about it? So you're going to have to first get rid of that. That's what Paul was saying in Galatians. You got it, Jerome?
Yes, sir.
Galatians 2 and verse number 20. Look what it says.
I'm crucified with Christ.
I am.
Crucified with Christ.
Wait.
I am.
Listen.
I am
what?
Crucified.
I am dead.
Come on.
Then Jesus said, take up your cross.
Yes,
what do you do with the cross? That's why you crucify folks. So I got to take up my cross. I'm walking around with a cross on my back.
Yes, sir.
Every day. Why?
I'm
trying to get rid of self.
Yes, sir.
That's me.
Yeah.
I am.
Crucified. With Christ.
With Christ. Read.
Nevertheless. I live.
I am dead. But I live.
Yeah.
But it's not me.
All right.
Live.
All right.
Well, the Bible tells me to love my enemy.
All right.
I can't do that.
Come on.
No, I can't.
All right. Come on.
Yeah. That's why I got to kill me.
Yes, sir.
Because
I can't do it.
Yes, sir.
All right now.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
All right. All right.
I can't do it.
All right. Come on.
You smack me, I'm going to get you. Say amen. I can't. That's why I say y'all not getting it. Paul said, I am crucified. See, I cannot love my enemy.
All right,
I can.
All right.
I can.
When I love my enemy, that ain't me.
All right.
That's Christ.
Yes, sir. Right.
No, Jesus, y'all ain't getting it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can't do it.
All right.
I got to crucify me.
Yeah,
help me now.
No wonder. You find people in church fight.
Yeah.
You know why they fight? That's at them.
Yeah.
Say amen. Here I'm here loving someone that curses me out.
All right. Come on.
Well,
talking about my children.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to love you. I can't do it. But the Christ that is in me.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's how I do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Paul said, I live, yet not I.
All right.
But it's Christ that liveth in me.
Yes, sir.
How do you think I give as God has prospered me on Sunday?
All right.
Every penny I put in that contribution plate,
all right,
I need it.
All right.
And I'm giving it to somebody that don't need it.
Uh-huh.
How can I do that? My children are hungry.
Well,
I'm on a medication now, one or two, called $3,000. The co-payment, my co-payment, after insurance paid off, is $1,200. And I'm giving my money to a God that don't need it.
Come on.
How can I do it? Say amen. That's it. I got to kill me. I got to get rid of it. And I'm always in the way. I was at Walmart the other day, bought something. And the lady at Walmart gave me the product, then gave me change for about $100. And I said, lady, and I don't, when I used to get change, I used to stick it in the pocket, really. I said, lady, you made a mistake. Did you not know she got arrogant with me? I know what you gave me. I know. And you know, I got in the way. Y'all say amen as you can. I got in the way. I put that money in my pocket. I made a step. But I couldn't go. Wow! That wasn't me that turned around and gave that money back. That wasn't me. That was a... I'm talking about self-sacrifice. You're going to have to get rid of self. You're going to have to deny yourself. Take up your cross. In fact, Paul said, I die daily. That's right. We walk around with a cross on our back.
All right.
Every day I got to kill myself. Because I'm always in the way. I want this. I went to the bank, cashed a check, came out of the bank. There was a man standing there with a sign that said, help. Help me. Traffic was busy. Here I go. I went all the way home. And something kept beating me and beating me. I didn't even turn the car, but went back. He was still there.
All right.
How could I do that?
All right, bro.
That's the Christ that lives in me. Get rid of yourself.
Right.
And you can forgive folks that don't ask for forgiveness. You can love folks that hate you. That's the Christ that liveth in me. Say amen. If you can. First, you got to deny yourself. Get rid of self. Then you can make up. And here's another thing. Christ won't total commit. Not half hearted. Am I right? He wants men and women that are totally committed unto him. Get wrong, get me 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse number 23, and I'm going to soon close. I got 10 minutes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. God want all of you.
And the very God of peace.
And the very God of peace.
Sanctify you.
Sanctify you.
Holy.
Holy. Spell it.
W-H-O-L-L-Y.
That's all of you.
Uh-huh.
Say amen if you can.
Yeah.
May the God of peace sanctify you. Holy, all of you. Not just your legs or your feet, but your hands, your mind. Let him control it, am I right about it? Sanctify you holy.
And I pray, God,
your
whole spirit.
Your whole, spell it.
Spirit, W-H-O-L-E.
Whole. All of you. That gets your spirit.
And soul.
Your soul.
And body.
And body.
Be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
God want all of you. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice? That's our invitation song. We'll be singing about 10 minutes. Page number 11. Get on, you leave. Oh, I might leave. God want all of you. Not half of you. Hear me right about it. The church need men and women who are totally committed to Christ, who are willing to sacrifice themselves for Christ. Point number two: we commit ourselves to God because of our confidence in Christ. Committed to Christ. Because of our confidence in Christ. Say amen. Our confidence should be in Christ Jesus. We got to learn to trust Christ. I know the world has conditioned our mind not to trust anybody. That goes in the government, in our school, in home, and in church. Am I right about it? But we got to, I want you to know that Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. You can trust Jesus. Because he never lied to you. He never misrepresent. He always going to tell you what is right. Am I right about it? So we need to commit ourselves to Christ. And that means whatever Christ tells you to do, do it. Well, Brother Malone, I don't see it. Who told you to see it? Told you to do it. Say amen. And that's our problem. We got to see everything. Trust Christ. You can trust him. You cannot trust Obama. You cannot trust the Republicans. Can't even trust the Democrats. Can't even trust some preachers. But you can trust Christ. Put your confidence in him. And He'll never lead you astray or forsake you. And then finally, commitment is the call. It is the call for self-sacrifice. You will never give your life to Christ or anything until you first commit to him and have confidence in him. And if you are committed to Christ, John ain't going to have no problem begging you to come to Bible class. Right. Say amen. Because you're committed. He don't have to beg you to love one another. We're preaching on love. It's all about always love. We already know that. So commit yourself to loving one another. And when you do that, you can love anybody. Say, oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. The call for self-sacrifice. Why did Daniel Go to that line, baby. He was committed to pray. Lord, I wish I had time, but my time is gone. Did you not know Daniel prayed to his father? He was in captivity, and he was forbidden to pray to any other God. But old Daniel prayed three times a day, and he always went up to his window facing Jerusalem. Because that was the place. Lord, I need to preach that. You just can't pray anywhere. He, when they at the dedication of the temple, he said that your faith beat me to this place both day and night. Listen, sometimes I may not be able to go to church on Sunday morning. But my faith should be there. Daniel went up into this window. And he went to the lion den. Because when that old king threw him in the lion den, the king went back to his palace. But he was in a palace with his father's people, bed. Couldn't sleep. He couldn't sleep at all that night. Say amen. He couldn't sleep. Where was Dan? In the lion den, fast asleep. You know why? Daniel was committed to his God. And he was willing to give his life. Daniel chapter 6, read it. Daniel chapter 3, three Hebrew boys went to the fiery furnace. Why? I ain't taking, you're not committed. Say amen. And let me drop this off while I'm here. And I got 1 minute. Preachers, listen. We need to be committed to preaching God's word. We done got so cute now, don't want to call a spade. No, we need to get back. Don't want to call the church of Christ, the church of Christ. Call it everything but the house of God. Did you not know the house of God is the church of Christ? Yeah, it's the family of God. Did you not know the family of God? And they only have one family. Did you not know the kingdom of God is the church of Christ? And they only have one kingdom. Say amen if you can. I'll call again, preach a while. And we got preachers too afraid to say it. Well, I am committed. And I'll tell you. And you must be a member of.
Yes, sir.
Right. Y'all are looking down. I said, oh, again, preacher, I couldn't let you out. But you need to hear this. Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
And if you're not a member of the Church of Christ tonight, you are. Make that commitment to God. Walk out on His word. You come by hearing His word.
Yes, sir.
By believing before you got to believe it. You got to hear it and you got to believe it. Don't bring me that about save you'll never be. Say amen.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to hear it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't want that. Well, you'll never be saved.
All right.
You got to hear it.
Yes, sir.
And you got to believe it. And I got to tell it.
Yes, sir. Tell it.
That's it. Say amen. Yes, and then you're going to have to repent of the sin.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to give it up.
Yes, sir.
Then you're going to have to confess Christ. For some long, I'm ashamed to go. Well, God, Christ wasn't ashamed of you when he was carrying that cross.
Right. Yes, sir.
You sitting up here ashamed to walk down this aisle before your little boozy friend? Say amen. Tell him what my friend going to say. Don't worry about what your friend going to say. Worry about what Jesus going to say. When you stand before the judge, Jesus said, you confess me here and now, I'll confess you then. And then you got to be baptized. You got to go. You got to be baptized. Will you come? Give y'all on the altar. Lay it on.
Yes, sir.
Not part of it. You have known for sweet peace and for faith to increase. You have earnestly
fervently pray,
but
you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? Oh, you can only be blessed and find peace and sweet rest as you yield your body and soul. We